gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Nations, accredited by the United Nations for purposes of implementing sustainable development or Agenda 21 in the communities in which it has contracts. And, you know, the unfortunate thing for people in the plains in Colorado is that there are 35 cities, well, I guess not that many, but there's a number of cities, more than a dozen cities on the Colorado Plains that have contracts with this international organization, which is designed to change how Americans live, to get us out of our cars, to get us into smart growth areas. That means out of your single-family suburban housing. It means that cities are to replan their communication modes. It's why bicycles have become the hip thing in Colorado. It just you know, strikes me as bizarre how Coloradans can put up with the increasing decrease in the number of vehicular lanes you have on your roads so that they can make bike paths. You know, and, there are not too many people riding their bicycle today in Colorado.
But, of course, there will be if they have their way, because they want to get us out of that. That's why they're pushing the bullet trains, the mass transportation. They really want to get us out of our cars, because a car symbolizes your ability to go where you want to go. And they want to control everything. And this is a subversive movement, ladies and gentlemen. Don't think for one minute it's not subversive. These people hate America, individual freedom. And most of all, they hate God. You go right ahead, Michael.
Well, the good thing, though, today, Stan, is that people across the country are starting to figure this stuff out. You know, when you talk about the bullet trains, California has been targeted as part of a West Coast bullet train operation. And, in fact, the word is out now, the bullet train is going to start nowhere in the Central Valley and end nowhere in the Central Valley for its first phase. It you know, takes on the entire state. And, you know, the cost of these substitute transportation methods is astronomical. But people are starting to figure it out. I was in the Central Valley, Fresno, here this last weekend, a very large crowd, and that crowd came understanding of the bullet train dynamic, and we filled them in on the rest of how Agenda 21 works and how it's working to reduce our food production, a very vital issue for the Central Valley, the breadbasket of California. And, you know, so I can report good news coming from factions all over the country as people begin to understand how the NGO World Connect create this world order.
Hold that thought right there. Be right back.
LSI Computer Service would like to take this time to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform standing tall for our freedom around the globe. Let's remember them in our thoughts and prayers. LSI Computer Service is your antivirus and custom hardware specialist with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. LSI Computer Service, located in Tacoma, where it's always done right the first time. LSI Computer Service offers a 10% discount for families with relatives deployed in the military. Put LSI's 30 years of experience to work for you. Please call 303-833-5009. That's 303-833-5009.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm back here, I guess, is Michael Starr, and Michael is saying that he believes people across the country are beginning to wake up, and I believe they are, too. We're going to put in a bullet train in California. It's going to run initially from Borton to Cochrane, and people say, where's Cochrane? And I say, where's Borton, you know? As Michael says, we're going to put in the bullet train that runs from no place to no place. And, of course, it's going to cost right now $200 billion we don't have. But it's all part of this massive program to get people out of their cars. The planners have it all laid out. We're going to have bullet trains. We're going to have our new communities. They're going to be erected along railway tracks so people can get from one spot to another by train. But we want to get people out of the cars. And that is why they're going to eventually down the line have all sorts of restrictions on fuel emissions, of why the United States has agreed to cut back on its fossil fuel emissions. 80% is certainly by the year 2050. What does that mean? Why, it means we deindustrialize America. We can't have nuclear power because, after all, look what happened in Japan. We can't have hydroelectric power because, of course, we're in the process of tearing out dams. We've already torn out over 250 dams. That way we can get flooding and we can lower the water table. And most of all, we'll do away with hydroelectric electricity. And then, of course, we can't have electricity that comes from the use of fossil fuels, of coal, oil, natural gas, because that puts carbon dioxide in the area. And after all, carbon dioxide makes up about 0.004% of the atmosphere. 0.004% of the atmosphere. And that is why we have global warming. And, of course, those of you in Colorado, no, we have global warming today because things are getting warmer and the winter is getting warmer. And, of course, I'm saying that with tongue-in-cheek because you're having a massive snowstorm this morning. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, this whole attack by this globalist clique that has infiltrated our cities with this organization called the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives is really shocking to people when they begin to find this out. And, of course, on the Colorado Plains, a woman named Stacy Lynn has taken, you know, the message originally, I think, from this radio show and has spread it throughout the plains of Colorado. And I think every residents in every city that's affected by ICLEI are now aware, some residents are now aware of the ICLEI involvement. And to give an example of what's happened as a consequence of that, the city of Arvada, I think that's pronounced correctly, has had a group of citizens begin to object with the city council as to their involvement, contractual involvement with this international NGO designed to change how cities operate. And that pressure has caused the city council, this is the good news, bad news story, has caused the city council to say, oh, we're not paying our contract fee anymore. Well, the bad news about that report is this. ICLEI is aware it's being attacked from Corvallis, Oregon, to Santa Cruz, California, to Arvada, Colorado, and many, many other places. Over a dozen cities have actually withdrawn from ICLEI. But in Arvada, the city council people have said, well, we're no longer paying those fees. Well, those fees were never much that the city paid to ICLEI. Most of ICLEI's operating funding comes from the Rockefeller Trust. And so what has happened now is that ICLEI has told a whole legion of cities that are under citizen attack for their association with ICLEI that, gee, we now don't pay fees anymore, as though the objection was to the $1,300 fee that cities were paying to the Sickley organization. If they didn't pay that $1,300, it'd be just okay for the city to take all the statutory provisions suggested by ICLEI to change how your city operates, to constrict the number of, the vehicular pathways that we call roads, to begin to restrict that away from auto use. A good example is Fort Collins, where the main town went from four lanes to two lanes so they could have bicycle lanes, which I don't think are serving the residents very, very well today.
I think
what we've got is this massive onslaught coming at us from all directions, where our elected officials just bow-tow to the incentives that are put out by organizations like ICLEI and the federal government as well, because the federal government is in this neck deep. And the consequence is that we're losing our country step by step. What people in Colorado need to do is not just stop the payment to ICLEI. They've got to throw ICLEI policy and ICLEI operators out of their city government. And if your mayor is supporting these things, you need to remove your mayor from office as soon as possible, because a contract with ICLEI, an international NGO, is unconstitutional, blatantly unconstitutional.
I think we have a caller. Do we have a caller calling in? Is somebody
calling?
Go ahead.
Good morning, Michael. This is Jean Hines. Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jean. It's good to hear from you.
Good to hear your voice also. I had to laugh while you were talking about the bicycles. We do have a road in Arvada here that was recently paved, and they have the bicycle sharrow, new word, sharrow, right down the middle of the road. It's
bicycles
just amazing how every time you turn around, you see these things.
Yeah, but that is really to make it much more dangerous for the car driver, you know, because it's one thing if it's off on the side, but put it right in the middle of the road, why, of course, there's more danger of an accident that way. And that's what they want. They want to discourage people from using their cars. They really want to manipulate us, get us out of our cars, get us out of our homes. They want to destroy our jobs. They want to lower our living standards. And when you understand that, everything makes sense. But go ahead, Jean.
Certainly does. Well, the reason I'm calling this morning is Stacy Lynn, who many people around the Denver area, especially, and Colorado in general, they're aware that she's been a tireless worker in exposing the ICLEI and sustainability in the local Agenda 21 program. And I know for me, for years I sat here learning all of this stuff and I didn't know what to do. And the very first time I heard Stacy speak, it just became clear to me where my place was, and I found my voice. Stacy's going through a difficult legal battle right now, a custody battle, and several of us have joined forces to work to support her as she goes through this. And I just wanted to let people know about that and know what we're doing and how other people can help.
How can people help?
I think people need to understand at the core that Stacy Lynn is being attacked for her exposure of ICLEI and is being attacked by formal legal organizations out of Fort Collins and the county Fort Collins is in. This is an egregious attack on a very important citizen with a very important message. And the powers that be have as I've understood it, Jean, have gone after the father of her child to entice him to go after this woman's child as punishment for outing ICLEI on the Colorado Plains. Now, this same dynamic is happening with an elected supervisor back in Maryland who is under massive attack from the political structure in that state to expose his outing, to expose him to ridiculous dynamics simply because, again, he's outed ICLEI. And if citizens don't come to attention to the assistance of a citizen under this kind of attack, then we can figure that we are all on our way to becoming chattel of this ruling elite that calls for a massive population reduction. I mean, we are talking with the evilest of all evils, and Stacy Lynn has been a real heroine in bringing this issue to the people of Denver And now the people on the Colorado Plains have to come to Stacy's defense.
I agree absolutely. That's you stated it pretty eloquently, better than I could, what's going on with her. And it's very scary because I believe that they do this type of thing. I think that they're trying to distract her from her work, and they're intimidating her. And then those of us that are somewhat in the on the sidelines look at it, and it can be intimidating to us, too. I know my husband and I have had several conversations about counting the cost of fighting this and working against it, and we take it very seriously. Anyway, what I would like to let people know is we have set up a toll-free number that will give information on what is going on with Stacy Lynn. Her trial, her upcoming trial is November 15th in Fort Collins, and she's just recently gotten to look at the opposing attorney's paperwork, and she's very concerned about she's filed a non-consent paper. She wants a judge. She does not want a magistrate. And they've ignored her all the way through. They've said she didn't file it. They said they lost it, all these things. But they just pretend it doesn't exist. And so she has not complied with some of the orders of the magistrate because she has not agreed to be ruled by a magistrate. She wants to assert her constitutional right to be heard by a judge. So what we've done is we're going to have a bus going from Denver up to Fort Collins on November 15th. And if people want to find out more information or leave their contact information, I'd like to give the toll-free number out so that people can
right
call
now.
That.
Get the number out there, please, Chief.
Okay, the number is 1-855-OUR-RIGHTS or 1-855-687-7444.
One more time, please.
Okay. 1-855-687-7444.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is a subversive movement, and they will crush anyone who gets in their way. You get behind this, Stacy, and please, if you're out there. And does she need financial help as well?
We are going to be, she definitely does need financial help. And those of us who've come together to help her do not have any experience in fundraising. I am currently looking at an online site that is fairly liberal with the rules, what they allow for fundraising. And we can set up, what I'm hoping to do is set up a page for Stacy Lynn to explain what's going on with her, and then people will be able to contribute. What we will do is put that information on the toll-free line once it is set up.
All right, fine. We'll get certainly in here. Do you want to put your number out, or is there any way that people can
I'd like to put my email address out for anyone that has any questions.
You go right
ahead. And it's very easy to remember. It's Auntie Ickley, or A-U-N-T-Y, Ickley, I-C-L-E-I, at Q.com.
At Q.com.
And so if anyone has any questions, they're welcome to email me.
One more time, the email. Auntie Ickley at...
Q as in quest.com. And that's Auntie is A-U-N-T-Y.
And let me point out, ladies and gentlemen, that this is what they do. If you take a stand against them, they have billions of dollars at their disposal. The Rockefellers fund this, the Ford Foundation funds it, the Pew Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, these people of great wealth who want to destroy this nation. Sydney, whose loyalty is not here. It's that they're subversives. They want to establish this one world authoritarian society under their benevolent leadership. And ladies and gentlemen, if we don't stand up and be counted and help those who are trying to do something, then we'll be counted out. We will lose our freedom, and we deserve to. Anything else you wanted to say before we let you go, Gene? We're coming up.
I just want to say, especially on the tail end of what you just said, I continually have to remind myself that the one I serve is bigger than all of this, and that's the only way that I think Stacy has the strength to carry on, or I do.
God bless you. Thanks for bringing that
up. Thank you for the opportunity. Bye-bye.
Please keep us posted. Bye-bye. We'll be back in a moment. Our number, 877-254-7524.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skill the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network. I'm just joining Michael Stahl from Freedom Advocates. Freedom Advocates, our telephone number, if you'd like, call in 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Michael, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your organization and, Sydney, how they can help you get the information out.
Well, the organization is freedomadvocates.org. Just go to the web, freedomadvocates.org, and you know, you got a 12-year compilation of information on sustainable development, Agenda 21 there, and about as thorough an analysis of ICLEI as you're going to find. And you know, this ICLEI organization has to be rooted out of our cities. People need to understand also that when ICLEI has a contract with your city, it automatically ties itself to all the regional governing apparatus that exists in your community. And of course, that's another huge problem, this whole idea that we have a fourth level of government all across this country called federal regionalism, where the federal government comes out with its COGS, so-called councils of government, and metropolitan planning organizations. These are organizations like the Denver Regional Council of Governments. And what happens when these federalized regional outfits that cover the entire country come into your communities, if you have a community within that council, and that covers a number of counties, and you have any member that's a, any city that's a member of ICLEI, then ICLEI automatically floats up and controls the direction of these federal regional councils that are operating throughout the country. So ICLEI is a very deeply embedded organization into the structure of American government. I'm going to list off the count of the cities in Colorado that have contracts, have treasonous contracts with this organization. They include Arvada, Aspen, Boulder, Breckenridge, Carbondale, Denver, Durango, Fort Collins, Golden, Gunnison County, La Plata County, Loveland, Manitou Springs, San Miguel County, and Westminster. These are the communities where your leaders have treasonously signed a contract with ICLEI to change the nature of our lives going forward. And Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution prohibits states and their subdivisions from entering into any treaty, alliance, or confederation with a foreign political outfit. Well, ICLEI's running around the country now on defense, saying, oh, we're an American organization. We're incorporated in Delaware. Well, they're also incorporated in Australia and in Europe and in Russia and China. They are all over the world. They have an international congress that meets with representatives from your city and county. And they act already as a shadow world government. Now, the leader of ICLEI has said the United Nations will become the United Cities, presumably under their leadership and direction. This ICLEI organization is very serious. And when the leaders of a city like Arvada say, oh, we stopped paying our fees, but we still take their advice, well, you've got then a mayor who needs to be noticed that he is guilty of treason, not proven yet, but guilty nonetheless. And if you've got the right kind of sheriff and the right kind of district attorney, the first case in America against a sitting politician under Article 1, Section 10 in the history of the United States will be brought and will be won. Somebody's got to pay a price for infusing this foreign idea into the American political landscape, because it is totally destroying this country. It is what is taking us down. It is why our budgets are out of balance, is because we're spending all of this money to create the New World Order infrastructure, and so much of that has to do with transportation. If your city's involved in ICLEI, if there's an ICLEI city close to you, you need to combine with people like Gene, carry on the work of Stacy, and get your community to kick ICLEI out completely and rid your city of all the policies that ICLEI has brought to it.
And I think it's important that people understand that these people have bought up the newspapers. They bought up many of the radio stations. And then, of course, they provide the money for politicians to run for political office, local political office. They realize how important it is to control the city councils and the county commissions or county board of supervisors, and working in consult with the media that they control. They're taking over our country community by community. They know exactly what they are, and they're part of this globalist movement, this secret cabal that David Rockefeller admits being read his statement in his memoirs on page 405. We carry the memoirs where he talks about, you know, some even believe we're part of a secret cabal. United States.
Hello.
Characterizing me and my family as being working with others, conspiring with others. Those are his words, conspiring with others, certainly to bring a more integrated global political and economic structure, a one world, if you will. And if that's the charge, I am guilty, and I'm proud of it. Those are his words, a subversive organization conspiring, secret cabal. Really, if that's true, why doesn't anybody bring it out? Well, Glenn Beck did bring it out one time on Fox News, and you remember what happened to Glenn Beck. Do we have another caller?
We have a caller, Dr. Stan. This is Jane from Northern Colorado.
Hi, Jane.
I'm so glad you've got your guest on again today, and I personally have met with Stacy. They are trying to take her child away through social services and everything else. But I would like your guest to understand that Fort Collins is spending $9.3 million for a program to tell people how to buy government-approved light bulbs and dishwashers because of ICLEI. $1.4 million study to tell people how to water lawns, wash clothes, and how to take showers. $835,000 to tell people how to feel when walking outdoors. And another $835,000 to tell private business owners how to change light bulbs, wash dishes, and how to charge customers more. $250,000 to tell people how to ride bicycles. $150,000 to create a tax on driving. Add that up, Dr. Stan. That's a lot of money, and they're crying about police, teachers, and fire people. So this is why we got to get ICLEI out of our cities also, is the money that's going out. But supposedly, Anna Zari signed us up, but only through the pushing of a couple of city attorneys, who, by the way, are still city attorneys, at least one of them at the time, and still now 20 years later. That's where it's got to be fought. And I think Stacy's fighting an uphill battle, but, you know, we're going to help her. And I'll get off the phone and listen and see if you guys can comment on all this money going out to teach people how to feel when walking outdoors, how to water their lawn, and change light bulbs. Thank
they
you.
They want to control every aspect of our life. They want to regulate us, and of course they're using the media and advertising to get us we should know how to shower and do it properly. They have their smart meter program, so they can monitor us. They're installing there are video cameras all across America. They're listening to your telephone calls, the Project Echelon, monitoring where you are with a cell phone. They know exactly what they're doing. I'll be right back.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Theater Network, and our guest this morning, Michael Dawn. And ladies and gentlemen, people are waking up. I mean, thanks to this radio station that has given us a voice, why people are waking up all across Colorado and the areas, of course, where we do have a voice, very major voice up in Washington, state of Washington. Why people are waking up, in Michigan, and in northern...
Is that a question to me, Dr. Stan? I barely can hear you.
Oh, go right ahead. I was just saying that it's encouraging to know that people are waking up all across America. You pick up the story.
Well, people are. Back to the last caller's comments, you know, my reaction to that is that what we're seeing happening is all the little sustainable groupies, you know, in Colorado State, for instance, you can get a degree in sustainability, and they've got to put these people to work. And so, you know, to keep these people on their bandwagon, they're creating all these bogus projects at taxpayer expense so that the legitimate tax projects that government undertakes, like roads and education, are short on funds, because all the funds these days are going to little pet projects to keep their little revolution force employed, happy, and fat. And you know, targeting these kinds of projects that she mentioned in Fort Collins is crucial. And of course, Fort Collins is, it's kind of like a Santa Cruz. They've been in Italy forever. They were in this mess from the beginning. They will resort to anything in order to keep their power base intact. And that's why this attack on Stacey Lynn has been happening. And that's why it's so important for people all over Colorado to come to Stacey's aid and help expose Ickley and Fort Collins, and then bring the attack on Ickley closer to your home and get it out of one of the communities that I mentioned earlier. There is no greater threat to America than the invasion of Ickley into our cities. It accounts for our decline, and it tells us where it is that our government, independent of the people of this country, is taking this country, and nobody's going to like the result, including these, you know, 23-year-old sustainability graduates coming out of Colorado State and going to work on some sort of posh program with the city there. And the sooner the average American person figures this out, the better our chances for having a genuine recovery here in America, because I will attribute all that is wrong to the globalist movement, which is head-speared by organizations like Ickley. And I can't talk about Ickley without talking about the Denver Regional Council of Governments, which is an extra-constitutional layer of government imposed on us by the federal government. And these regional government apparatus, which exist everywhere, are now fully dedicated throughout the country to the implementation of Agenda 21. So they work hand-in-hand with Ickley. You know, in the communities I've been into recently, in every case, you can make direct links between the Ickley organization and its leadership of these federalized regional governance apparatus that control everything your city does. And that doesn't just occur on the Colorado Plains. That's throughout the country. What we learned as eighth graders about the nature of American government no longer applies. We have a fourth layer that dictates everything that goes on in local communities. These dictates come from the federal government, who have espoused their commitment to Agenda 21 and a world government dynamic, as is produced by the operations of organizations like Ickley. So we got our hands full. Everybody needs to become involved, or you need to turn to your child and say, "Child, you were born a human being. You're going to die livestock of a ruling elite." Because that's what Agenda 21 seeks to do. It seeks to create a ruling elite handling the rest of us as livestock. And in their own writings, they say that human population needs to be reduced by 85% in order that human population is sustainable in the context of other species. So, as you always say, Dr. Stan, it's a different mindset that is in control of our government, and this is a demonic mindset, and that's why the efforts of people like Stacey Lynn are so vital if there's to be any future for us or our offspring. And people have to take this message seriously. The time is running out fast on us, but fortunately, with people like Richard Rothschild in Maryland and Stacey Lynn in Colorado and others across the country, progress has begun to be made, and it's up to everybody to play their role in outing this devious and totalitarian dynamic that comes into your town via the ICLEI organization.
Remember, this is funded by things like the Rockefeller Foundation, the Pew Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and they want to crush anyone who gets in their way. And if you value your freedom, you're going to get involved. Do we have a caller?
Yes.
Hello? Go ahead.
Oh, hi. I was just wondering if you were aware that Lisa Papa is being called by the prosecution in the case of Stacey Lynn to testify against her. And the importance of Lisa is that she is a council person whom Stacey attempted to get recalled due to her ICLEI ties, or her ties with ICLEI. And now she's being called, as far as I can determine, and I think any sensible person would, for strictly political purposes to testify against Stacey Lynn.
Well, I think people who live in Fort Collins need to understand that there is corruption afoot, and they're taking it out on an individual, a spectacular individual, and the kind of story you relate is typical. Once you become committed to a world government where human beings are not regarded as anything special, where there's no recognition there's no political recognition of unalienable rights, and there's no moral recognition of the status of every human being. And once that corruption
runs out of time, thanks very much, Michael. God bless. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and the hour has gone by very, very quickly. But today, Michael Shaw has been to that part of the country on a number of occasions, giving talks, and certainly with the outreach of this radio station and the information that's gotten out about ICLEI and Agenda 21, a small number of people there are getting involved. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the market in this audience. You've got to get involved. Believe me, the people of great wealth are this small group who want to rule us and crush us and subdue us is in positions of power. They have unlimited funds, and not only that, but they have the dark spiritual forces which energizes them. So they, you go into the background of Henry Ford, deeply involved in theosophy and spiritualism. Andrew Carnegie involved in spiritualism. J.P. Morgan involved in astrology. And, of course, you'd be amazed at how many of our presidents have been involved in the occult. They're putting these people into key positions all across America. And they're working. There's a spiritual force behind this whole environmental movement, because these people worship a different God. Behind everything going on today are powerful demonic forces. They have killed several billion people so far. They're killing hundreds of thousands of people every day throughout the world. They intend to kill off most of the population of the earth. They are in the process of poisoning you today with fluoride in your drinking water, and it is a deadly poison. Why do you think they put it in rat poison? Why do you think that water fluoridation kills the bacteria in your mouth? That's the only way that it really works, to cut down on caries. Caries, dental caries, is a bacteriological disease. It killed the bacteria. Why, of course, you don't get dental caries. So they put the fluoride in your water. They put the fluoride in your toothpaste, because it kills the bacteria. But what does it do to you? They're doing it with aspartame. They're doing it with the chemicals. They're doing it with the bisphenol in your plastics. They're doing it with certain of your staple foods like soy. They're giving our cows recombinant bovine growth hormone, which increases the incidence of diabetes and cancer. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. We could go down all the things they're doing to promote a cancer in our people. This is why one in every two men get cancer, one in every three women get cancer. But of course, they're killing us in so many other ways. And they're planning another great war, and this is coming. It's only a matter of time. When are you going to get involved? And you need, of course, to get our material. You need to get Michael's material. Michael's doing a great job. And we're out of time. We ask you, of course, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you can't afford it, don't want to buy it, go to my website, radioliberty.com. Scroll down to videos and you can hear the talk. I'm not a great speaker, but the information is valid. Why, Cynthia, you can watch our other videos on the dark secret, the forbidden secret. But we ask you, Cynthia, to tell others about what's going on. They may not want to hear it, but of course, everybody knows something seriously wrong economically, and it's only going to get worse. The whole economic system is coming down. You're going to lose most of what you have materially. I hope you have a personal relationship with our Lord. Until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye. May the Lord be with you.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional